Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys.
We have an ultra busy and transformative week full of planetary transits. In this week's astrology, there's a new moon in Pisces, which could help us align with our ethereal side. Also, as usual, I will be making a separate podcast and video for this. Mercury's going to enter Aries for the next 9 weeks, and this is because Mercury will go retrograde, but more on that when I talk about it. But this Mercury in Aries will help us in terms of being more direct concerning communication. Jupiter and Neptune will align in an uncommon configuration, which might rev up irresponsible behavior. It's an active 7 days for Mars, which could give us the strong urge to take action on our objectives. And Mercury will make the most transits this week, emphasizing how we interact with others and our reasoning skills. And with a loaded week like this, the vibes on the graph are indicating such activity. One thing to note, there is going to be a steady stream of mental energy going on throughout the month, so this is going to be present in all the graphs that I'm looking at for the month of March. And this is because we have a pretty loud Mercury ahead. But for these next 7 days, Mercury is going to be one of the dominant players, emphasizing mental energy, which will create moments where we're very much in our heads. Family and friends will intersect these mental vibes up until the 6th, leading to a day of constant communication with relatives or friends who are more like family. Until about the 8th, romantic tenors will be present in the air. For this reason, we might be in the mood for adventurous dates, passionate exchanges, and a lot of intimate moments. There's a small pocket from the 7th to the 8th with psychic vibes and imagination and confusion. We've got some Neptunian stuff going on around that time. We've got some harder transits going on around that time. So our gut instinct may not be as sharp as it typically is. And so this energy can be very impairing in terms of having good judgment. Then for Saturday and Sunday, ambitious tones will connect with mental vibes. And for this reason, we'll have more get up and go during the weekend. We'll feel more focused on ourselves and consider how we can take action on the things that we really want to accomplish. So it could be a period of really focusing on doing what's right for us, but also there's some fun mixed in for good measure with some of this energy, along with some unpredictable moments, along with a little bit of shock. So yeah, what a week. Let's look at these next bunch of days and see what we can expect. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. On the 4th, a sudden welcoming shift that helps us boost our thoughts occurs. And this is because Mercury is going to make a sextile with Uranus. And an energy like this is great for aiding in having original ideas. So if you felt like you've been mentally stagnant for a bit, this may help you shake things up in terms of your thinking. And so energy like this helps us look at things from a different perspective. It helps us tackle problems from a different angle. So if we've been stuck on one thing or doing things a specific way, or one way is the only way to do it, this will help us look at a problem and zero out on it so we can see many different solutions to how to solve this problem. Also, with a vibe like this, because we're feeling this way, because we're feeling mentally energetic, we may be in the mood to seek knowledge and participate in intellectual conversations for stimulation. And even if it's not brainiac stuff, this may be a time where we're in the mood for having out of the ordinary interactions, which tends to lead to conversations that are anything but dull. So it could be a day of having offbeat communication that's fun and very stimulating for that reason. Also, in classical Mercury-Uranus situations, we tend to get unexpected communication from people that we like when it's a harmonious alignment, or unexpected news about something, or an update on something that might have been stagnant for a while. So this is a lovely alignment. It's actually, when I see Mercury sextile Uranus, Mercury trine Uranus, it's one of my favorite alignments because it really does help us shake things up in terms of just being mentally stuck, or even stuck when it comes down to our communication with others. So this is really going to ease a lot of tension that's in the air on that particular day, because we've got a situation with Jupiter and Neptune that's not as harmonious. So hopefully the Mercury-Uranus situation helps us cut through some of the fog, because Jupiter and Neptune are making a semi-square with one another. We don't get these very often. In the last 4 years, we've gotten a few while Jupiter was on the other side of Neptune. In other words, we had a few of these when Jupiter was in Capricorn. And this was Jupiter's waning phase with Neptune. Jupiter then conjuncted Neptune while it was in Pisces, which created a new phasal relationship with these two planets. And that was back in April of 2022. And since Jupiter has been in Taurus, we've gotten these semi-squares, we've gotten semi-sextiles. There was one in June of 2023, then another in October of 2023. And so this will be the last semi-sextile we have with Jupiter and Neptune for a while, since they've created a new phasal relationship with one another. So even though this is a hard alignment, it does have some higher vibrational things about it. The higher vibration of this helps us look at life from a dreamy approach, which helps us create with our creative side. It helps us get into a flow state, so we're able to channel these energies into things like writing, music, singing, art, dance, movies, poetry, and other creative outlets. So when we channel this correctly, this can be a really magical alignment that helps us get back on track when it comes down to our creative goals. However, the lower expression is very pronounced in this energy, so we need to be aware of being unreasonable, especially when it comes down to our expectations of something. Some of the areas of life where our expectations are unrealistic might get blown out of proportion with an energy like this. Another way this can show up is shedding light on deceitful situations that are going on in our lives. So energy like this gives us a nudge needed to look at things for what they are, especially in sleight of hand situations in relationships. And I don't mean just romantic relationships, I mean relationships of all kinds, or situations that is too good to be true in terms of get rich quick situations. So even though these things are uncomfortable to look at and deal with, this gives us the nudge needed to work on self-sabotage and to work towards getting away from dubious situations. That way we're attracting the right situations to ourselves, opportunities, and people. I mean, at least we have that Mercury sextile Uranus situation going on that day, so it may help us find a good solution to some of these issues. By the time we get to the 6th, Mars is going to make a sextile with Chiron, which will encourage us to improve our circumstances. I'm sure we're still feeling that Jupiter-Neptune thing. We're going to feel that for a bit, more than likely over the next 5 days, because those are slower moving bodies. But because we have this Mars-Chiron situation, we can get the motivation needed to help us take action on the things in our lives that need clearing up. Mars and Chiron are about enhancing our lives, so that way we can heal from situations that we definitely need to move forward from. It's excellent at alleviating complex circumstances that have been stagnant for a while. And for this reason, it's going to give us the extra boost needed and motivation to move past very unpleasant circumstances. If we're not doing that on that day, we will come up with some sort of strategy. It'll help us come up with a game plan. And because Mars is in Aquarius, we could be tackling this from a different angle than we have previously. An energy like this aids in self-assurance, but also gives us the stamina needed to push through obstacles like a pro. So this can bring about an energy where we're just ready to unburden ourselves. We're ready to drop whatever drags us down. That way we can become active participants in our lives and upgrade our circumstances. The 7th, 8th, and 9th are all about Mercury, Neptune, and also Venus being thrown in for good measure. Mercury is going to make its annual conjunction with Neptune. Mercury is also going to semi-square Jupiter. And Venus is going to semi-sextile Neptune. When we were seeing that pocket of imagination and confusion and psychic energy popping up, this was around that time period. The 7th brings in more of the constructive psychic energy with the Mercury-Neptune thing, although sometimes when Mercury and Neptune pair up, things can still get hazy even if the alignment is considered neutral, which this is somewhat neutral. somewhat harmonious, but it does have a little bit of glitches inside of it. However, if we're using this spiritually, this energy is excellent. If we're using this in a non-linear way, this energy is excellent. Either way, this energy is excellent. By far, easier to deal with than a square, of course, or an opposition. But either way, it starts a new relationship with Mercury and Neptune. This is their annual conjunction. This is creating a fresh phasal relationship between these two celestial bodies. And with this, it can create moments of high intuition. Our extrasensory abilities may be on fire that day. Our dreams may be vivid as hell on that day. I mean, especially with all the Neptunian stuff going on this week, this could be a week where we're having very prophetic dreams for that reason. Neptune is really active this week. Despite it being in hard alignments, it can be a time where we're having dreams that seem like they're in 4K. And with an energy like this, communication-wise, we may feel compelled to talk about topics like spirituality, esoteric topics, music, art, philosophy, or just having easygoing conversations, light conversations with others. But overall, a vibe like this can really put a dreamy tone to the air. So when it comes down to our analytical skills, it may not be at its highest. Possibly. There's some other stuff going on this week that might mitigate it, especially on an alignment that's much closer to this. But of course, I will get there once I get to the 9th. But energy like this might be a nice welcoming break from taking on demanding mental tasks. Then, once we get to the 8th, Mercury's going to connect with Jupiter in a problematic alignment that may create moments where our communication and thinking gets blown out of proportion. So we could be dealing with things that we're taking too serious. We're taking things out of context. We're possibly not speaking in a very tactful manner. There could be a lot of arrogance going on with an energy like this, so it further inflates more problems when we communicate with others. Also, people tend to stretch the truth in this energy, so it may be a day of dealing with people who are visibly fibbing and you can just tell. Also, with Mercury in Neptune and then this Mercury-Jupiter situation, if you have someone that's very taxing mentally, make sure you are taking your time because this does impair our judgment and our reasoning skills a lot of the time. So if you have a task that you need to be detailed oriented on, try to take your time if you have the luxury to. Because an alignment like this tends to bring out the skimmer in us, where we just skim things without reading the whole thing and or the fine print. And then when we get to the 9th, Venus is going to make a complex alignment with Neptune, which may bring out some foggy situations in relationships. Meaning, we're not having all the answers to what might be going on, and so we might be misinterpreting things. We might be filling in the blanks. We might be piecing stuff together that may not be true. So we need to be aware of that. Also, of course, because this is Neptune, sure, there are going to be situations where we definitely need to question some intentions with people and also come out of denial about something and look at the inconvenient truth in a love life scenario or even financial situation. So for this reason, this energy is pretty uncomfortable. On top of that, the 9th brings us transits that rev up our reckless side. Recklessness has really been the theme of this week too. So this may be a week where we're having to really check ourselves. Especially with Mars making this square with Uranus, we might be acting out of hand with that Mars-Uranus square. The interesting thing is, Uranus is the depositor for that Mars, since Uranus is the modern ruling planet of Aquarius. So the fact that Mars is in the sign of the water bearer and being harshly aspected by the governing planet can make this feel really potent. You know, this has definitely been a Uranus forward week as well. Mostly harmonious alignments, but we have this one here that's not very common, along with Mars being deposited by Uranus right now. And with Uranus not being in the best condition when it's assigned to Taurus due to essential dignities, it can be a day of expecting the unexpected. And this one is the unconstructive one. So unconstructively, because of the high octane nature of this, we may feel like we can't sit still. We may feel nervous. We may feel jittery. We may feel like we need to make quick updates to something hastily, and then it ends up turning into a mishap that just backfires on us. So be aware of taking unwarranted risk in an energy like this, because they generally don't pay off. Also, this can be a very disruptive tone. So this may shake things up in a very uncomfortable way. Some of this could be dealing with people who are very oppositional. Some of this could be dealing with people who are rebellious. Some of this could be dealing with people who have erratic tempers, very unpredictable tempers. An energy like this can be very irritable and create moments of erratic outbursts, confrontation, fighting, really heated exchanges with other people, and just inappropriate reactions overall. So go slow today. Take your time if you have the luxury to with certain things, because this is a very accident-prone sort of vibe. So you really want to make sure that you are taking your time and not rushing through, because this energy can result in mishaps in that way, in accident-prone sort of ways. And if something's been building up for a while, this may be the activator that helps it come out. And, you know, it may not come out in the way that you want. A lot of the times when something is built up, especially something that's not very harmonious, it can come out in a very disruptive way. So aside from its harsher tones, if it's channeled correctly, it can be a fun energy. You just have to be mindful of the fun you're having, because it's a type of energy that wants to do exhilarating things and feel the rush. So we'll totally be in the mood for adventure. We'll just have to be mindful of how we get our kicks on that day. Speaking of kicks and high octane energy, Mercury is entering Aries on the 10th. And as I was saying earlier, Mercury is going to be here for a while. Mercury is going retrograde in the sign of Aries, but not until April 1st. Hilariously, Mercury is going retrograde on April Fool's Day. So hopefully there's some humor in that. But even though this planet will go retrograde, we'll have it in its regular Mercury and Aries format until March 18th. March 18th is the time that Mercury will go into its pre-shadow, then retrograde on the 1st of April, then direct on the 25th of April, and then it will leave its post-shadow on May 13th. So yeah, welcome to the retrograde season for 2024. Mercury will be the first planet to ignite us into that retrograde season, and it being in a fire sign, I really do mean ignite us. But of course, once we get to that portion, I will talk about the retrograde in more depth. In the meantime, let's take this moment to appreciate Mercury in Aries. Who's ready for a period where sugarcoating is not in style? In other words, this will be a time to be direct. And so we're coming off of a period where we were more introspective in our mind with Pisces, and maybe communication was a little vague, maybe it was a little cryptic, and then we shift into this energy and it's about speaking directly. One of the cool things is, with Mercury being our planet of communication and rationality, it paired with Aries allows us to be more alert. So this could be a period where we feel like we're really coming out of a foggy mind and such. This whole week has that theme to it, aside from a few Neptunian things that are going on. Some of the Uranian stuff is going to help in terms of clearing our mind. And then Mercury going into Aries is really going to help in terms of having an active mind that's very clear and direct and decisive. Because this is an energetic sign, our minds will feel invigorated, allowing us to comprehend things clearly. We're also able to absorb materials quicker in this energy. There are some drawbacks, but there are some good things that come with that. The great thing is, if you need to learn something quickly, this is that time to do it. Because this is a very quick energy also, it's great for making rapid fire decisions. With the decisive energy of Aries, we won't be back and forth when it comes down to things that we need to decide on. So when it comes down to making a judgment call, things will happen faster than they typically do. Because Mercury is about communication, some of this is going to translate into our dialogue. A lot of this is going to translate into our dialogue. So our interactions with others will be very quick and to the point. But also, because of the honest nature of this, we'll know where we stand with people, good, bad, or indifferent. As someone who has Mercury in Aries, I actually appreciate that. I happen to have this placement. And so I'll tell you, from my perspective, directness is more welcome than someone pussyfooting around a situation or blowing sunshine up my ass. It can be a very positive thing, because at least you know where you stand with people. Obviously, we want the well-intended people to be straight up with us, but at the same time, if someone shows us who they are, we can believe that as well and move on. Another good thing with this energy is we'll feel more open about asking for what we want. And this is because this energy causes people to speak up. Mercury in Aries is the motto of closed mouths don't get fed. And so with an energy like this, we're encouraged to speak up for what we desire, since Aries is about going after what we desire. And so translated into Mercury, our planet of communication, it's easier to ask for what you want. And it doesn't have to be big things. It could be something as simple as asking for another scoop of ice cream if you happen to be in an ice cream parlor. On a social level, we're going to crave exchanges that are exhilarating with other people. Sure, we're going to want directness in our communication, but on a social level, letting your hair down level, this is the type of energy that just wants to have fun. So it may feel seamless to express our playful side. Stimulation wise, we're going to be craving something that's thrilling for our brain. So this could be through playing strategy games, comedy, sporting events, and other things that have a high octane tone to it. Concerning the lower expression of this energy, like I said, this is rapid fire energy. This is fast energy. This is fast paced talking. And while that may be good for getting to the point and being direct and getting out of a lot of the extra fluff that's not necessary in a lot of situations, it can be jarring for those who aren't able to deal with people who speak fastly. Again, I have Mercury in Aries. For those of you who have been listening to me for a while, I speak fast. I try to slow down as much as I can and be mindful in my everyday life and even doing this. And of course with clients, but sometimes that speediness just happens. Another thing we need to be aware of is impatience and rushing through things because we just want it to get done fast. That can be very revved up in this energy. Sometimes that can also translate into getting annoyed with people who are long-winded and speak slower than you. So, I mean, there's an opposite end to this. On one side, you've got the fast-paced talking, which may annoy other people. On the other end, with this energy, we may feel ourselves getting frustrated with those who take their time. Bluntness is also a problem in this energy. Being direct is fine. Being blunt is fine. But there's a time and a place for it. And then there's other things that can happen within this energy where that bluntness isn't really bluntness. It's just plain old being mean. So we really need to check ourselves if the way we're speaking is hurting someone else's feelings or just being prickly or expressing things in such a passionate way that it sounds angry. And of course, the angry talk can come from an energy like this. And another thing we need to be aware of is Aries is a sign of the self, and it's cool to choose yourself, and you absolutely need to at times in life. At the same time, this energy can become so self-focused that it can turn into selfishness. So yeah, do the best you can when this energy hits. At least we have this for a bunch of days. Well, more like a week and a day. 8 days of this energy being in its regular format before it starts going into the retrograde phase. But yeah, what a week. Like I said earlier, ultra jam-packed and transformative week full of planetary transits. Hopefully you guys are able to channel all of this constructively. Anyway, hope you all have the best week ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.